You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
You know, one of the things that I'm very proud of in my whole time working as a dolphin trainer, I was never humped by one.
Oh, I'd be let down by that. I would.
They're a horny beast.
Disappointment
yeah.
for some.
Yeah, like they didn't find you attractive.
And I'm fine with that.
Oh.
I
bet I'd be beating them off with
imagine
sticks.
Imagine the story you could have had.
I guess. But luckily, no. I did witness it once.
Oh.
And you know, the funny thing is, it was woman on woman.
Yeah, it was a female one.
It was a female one.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins are...
Don't do whatever, you know.
It was the female dolphin with the female trainer.
Mm. Yeah.
Dolphins, they get a hankering, you know?
They make it weird.
Yeah, they do make it weird.
Mm.
Yeah, but they were all well-behaved around me, except when they fell in the water and they tried to play with me and almost killed me.
Yes.
But a woman in Cuba was sitting on the edge of a dock with her arms outstretched, hoping to pet a dolphin in the water there. Not only did he take her up on that, but he wanted a little more than a pet. This video is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it for yourself.
So you see a Cuban chick in those shorts, you probably do the same thing.
Yeah, she is she's wearing some really short shorts.
Dolphin time!
Oh, I can't see. I can't. Oh my god.
It's just a weird vacation video.
Oh no.
He's like,
he's taking photos of it. It's definitely banging her.
Oh my god, totally.
Never realized how similar I sound to a dolphin doing it when I do it.
She seemed like she really liked it.
Yeah. You're a bit higher pitch.
Yeah, I can't. It's hard to simulate. It's only
only in the moment.
During the act of passion.
Yeah. So the dolphin, you obviously can't see it, jumped out of the water, landed in her lap, and started humping. She laughs the whole time. She doesn't seem upset.
Well, because
she's holding on to it.
His donger's down below, probably hitting the dock.
Lucky for her.
Right then, as soon as the video ends, they say security steps in and removes the dolphin.
Yeah, they were like, get your horny ass out of here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, she's like...
That dolphin is definitely trying to bang her. She's not helping.
She's like jerking him, too. She's rubbing his sides. Don't rub his sides.
Oh, she doesn't realize what's happening. She's too stupido.
Too stupido? She's mucho stupido.
Yeah.
Too stupido. Hey, stupido.
Yeah.
That could be it. She doesn't realize she's being dolphin.
Those dolphins have quite a life.
That's a rough watch, that.
That is.
I don't like dolphins as much as most people.
What I'm saying is I'm thankful.
You don't trust them.
Really? I loved them. I really did. I got quite an affinity for them when I worked at them because they were not that way. Don't be disgusting. Because I told you before, they're like dogs in the water. They were
they're smart.
They come up to you and they just want to nuzzle. And
why don't you like them?
Everybody, they got a dark side.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Andy's dark side facts.
Yeah, they're real rapey.
I won't be busting that fact out at
parties. Yeah, guess what, guys? You know dolphins are super rapey. Seriously, they'll rape anything.
Thought maybe I could learn a
fact. Don't believe me? Watch this, you guys.
Check this out. This chick almost got raped by a dolphin.
Yeah.
I don't care how cute your outfit is.
They're smart, but rapey.
Hmm. I don't like that.
No, not as fun as the flamingo. Why they're pink? Facts.
Yeah, no.
not at all.
Yeah, party facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So watch out if you're around male dolphins. I guess, but thankfully, didn't happen to me.
Who knew they'd jump right on you? And
they want anything.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about them.
You don't. I know. You don't like talking about them because of everyone's love for dolphins?
Well, like I used to love them too, and then once I learned a little more about them, I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Really? No, I didn't have that. I'm still a very positive dolphin person.
And what's crazy is like they're the closest thing to us.
Mm.
You know? It just speaks to how rapey we are.
Yeah. Well, hello. Have you seen the news?
Yeah.
Some people say they'll go swimming with the dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
And tell them it's rapey.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, you're on the fast track for a raping, then.
That's why they put you in those big suits.
So do they drag you underwater?
I don't know if they'll do it to, like, humans that often. They're just, like, real rapey with other dolphins.
Yeah. God, now I'm honestly doing this search, dolphin rape?
Oh, no.
Like, stats.
Stats. They have stats.
Dolphin rape stats. How often does it happen?
So you watched, like, a dark...
Yeah, there it is.
Something dark
right there,
about it or red about it?
I just read that they're real, like... They're one of the few animals that has sex for pleasure, And then they have, I don't know, they're like smart in a way that can go disturbing.
Mm.
That's what I get out of it.
Oh, they say it could be more of a myth, though.
Let's hope. I don't know who wrote this, though, the lover of
dolphins. With humans, I don't think they're doing it to humans all
no,
the time.
They're even saying that that there's a lot of stuff out there about them, like
gang
raping
well,
other
silly
dolphin
claims
pods.
On this. So, yeah.
What's the silly claim?
That they kidnap swimmers and take them to a cave.
Yeah, they don't do that.
So you've never been to a dolphin's rape cave?
No.
I think what disturbs me most about dolphins is how close they are to us. Honestly, if I think about it,
just
they're just under
the
sea.
I feel like
wanting to bang.
I feel like they can understand each other, but we aren't smart enough to figure out what they're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To each other. But you'd think by now we would have figured it out.
They get high on stuff.
A lot like humans.
Yeah,
they'll like suck some like or
there's
put
like
something
a,
in their
there's
mouth.
Like some kind of fish or something. That
yeah.
They can get high on.
And then they just want to bang.
And then they just
and they'll
orgy.
Take it.
They have a lot of orgies. It's not all rape.
It's not all rape. It's
not all rape.
There's some real sluts like, out there.
Yeah, they're just
consensual dolphin sex.
Slutty animal. Ducks are rapey too. Nobody wants to talk about that.
Right. Yeah. Now you've mentioned that before too. Yeah. You and animal rape. Big fear.
I just don't. I don't care. I don't care for them.
Ducks too.
Yeah, ducks.
I don't care for them.
I don't
care for their rapey ways.
Duck, right?
No, I don't like duck. Yeah. Really?
I do not like duck.
That trend needs to go away from the culinary world.
The duck
I mean,
trend?
It's a pretty classic one, but
yeah, I like that.
Also
fact.
Trendy now.
Yeah, I hear dolphins will take you to a cave and rape you.
That's a fantastic claim, and I don't believe it, honestly, but I just wanted to share it with all you guys. There's a possibility that you get taken to a dolphin rape cave.
That was on that myth page.
I know it was, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely was on the myth
so
page.
So that's why it was a myth.
Yes, it is
silly.
A myth, because there's no such thing as a dolphin rape cave.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not as cute to me as I.
As you
a lot of people
thought,
think they are.
As you once thought.
Yeah. All my dealings with them were positive, so that's all
good.
I'm speaking of. Yep.
I know people that'll like they'll be on a boat in Florida and they'll go out and if some of them start swimming next to the boat, they'll stop and they'll jump in with wild ones. I'm like, you're nuts.
Crazy.
You're insane.
Yeah, no, that is nuts for sure.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
This bitch is from Madeira Beach, Florida. She was a city commissioner there.
Oh.
But she has resigned, ending her political career as of now.
Yeah.
Because she was accused of grabbing the male city manager's junk and licking his face.
That's
a message. Smooth. This woman looks more like a man than I'll ever look.
Come on.
It looks like you put a blonde wig on a very homely on Tom Petty. On a very homely man.
Yeah.
Does she looks just like one of my old math teachers?
Yeah, old woman. How old is she? She's old.
She does look old. I don't know if it says.
Right. I don't care. I'll lick you right in the face.
That's it, dude.
Give me
she's
a junk.
A smoker, a junk grabber, a face licker.
Yeah.
And the dude and his wife worked for the city too, and she helped kick them out.
Oh.
Here's the story of how this all played out. Now from Spectrum News. Take a listen in.
Madeira Beach City Commissioner Nancy Oakley sat on the dais Tuesday night for a workshop. On a different dais in Tallahassee,
Nancy Oakley,
the Florida Commission on Ethics upheld a final judge's ruling on Friday that Oakley was guilty of exhibiting inappropriate behavior. Now Oakley has to pay a fine and receive public discipline from Governor Ron DeSantis.
Shame.
Recommends a public censure and reprimand and civil penalty of $5,000. Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That ethics complaint was filed by former city manager Shane Crawford, who says in 2012, Oakley drunkenly grabbed his crotch and licked his face in front of several witnesses.
Oh, God. She starts hearing, goes all the way up to the point where you can't stand it anymore.
Look at Shane. What a hunk.
Okay, we'll say he's doing the TV interview with his shirt pretty much unbuttoned to his navel.
He's a slut.
Yeah. And, like a gold chain or something.
That's crazy. He's talking to the news with his like three buttons undone on his shirt.
How could she resist?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like putting a vanilla ice cream cone in front of Chuck and him not licking it.
Exactly. That's exactly.
With sprinkles.
All right, back to the story.
Crotch and licked his face in front of several witnesses.
She starts hearing, goes all the way up to the point where you can't stand it anymore, and that's after, consuming enough and smoking enough cigarettes.
We tried to ask Oakley about that incident.
What a big deal.
Want to talk. Nancy, what's your response?
To the Ethics Commission.
I have no idea.
You lick Shane Crawford's face.
Oakley retreated.
You'd lick his face too, bitch.
So we went to City Hall for the embattled commission.
He's hot.
Nancy, last chance. You want to say something about being found guilty, violating the ethics? You got to pay a $5,000 fine.
Crawford says Oakley was jealous of his wife, Cheryl.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Was also accused of throwing a punch at Cheryl during that face-licking incident. Back in 2017, after being re-elected to the commission, Oakley was the deciding vote to fire Crawford and his wife, who was the city clerk at the time.
If you have a sexual harassment allegation pointed against you, and you know you're guilty, you need to recuse yourself. You need to abstain from that vote, and she didn't.
Crawford negotiated a settlement and resigned. Now, the formal order against Oakley will be entered on Wednesday. Oakley's term expires in April, and the city manager says she did not file to run for re-election.
They always say that you should unbutton it one further than what you think is comfortable.
He really wanted to do it.
No, they do.
Yeah.
He really wanted to do it shirtless, but they said, no, you have to put the
shirt on. They probably right before were like, put a shirt on.
I'm telling you. I saw it. I saw it in something.
He's probably out back by the pool. He's like,
yep. Probably. Shoot
it here. Like, how about we do it inside?
But they needed a place to put the mic, so they had to put that shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a douche on YouTube that does like different douchey videos about like, you know, this is like a cool watch to wear, or this is like a, you know, and he was talking about like a shirt, and his whole thing was, you should always, like, it should be one more button than you think.
That is absolutely the
that
most
you think.
Ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I understand.
And no one should ever watch it.
I understand that. But his point was that when you're, so even with Shane Crawford, if you're just standing facing him, that it wouldn't look like it's that open. But then if he moves at all,
you get a glimpse of his goods.
He's just following that guy's rules.
Is that guy like joking on YouTube?
No, that guy's a real douche.
Oh my god!
Yeah, there's a real. He's a real.
I don't.
He probably has like a million followers. So there's a whole army of guys out there.
When women see that, they're like, eh.
Yeah.
Eh.
Douche.
Button up.
Yeah, button it up. A little bit.
Eh.
I don't know if you got something to show off.
Yeah, I don't have goods as much.
No,
as
No, what
have
do you
ads.
Have to show off? Chuck, what are you showing off?
Do you think women want you to like completely unbutton your shirt?
Yes, they do.
They want to see the plunging chest hair.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
He's got a gold necklace. They want to see that gold shimmer through that chest hair.
I mean, I don't want you all the way buttoned up, but you got to, like, if it's too much, I'm like, nope, let's button that
up.
Good
day, yeah.
You're going to touch my chest like that? Okay. It's worked. Just got it.
No,
Chuck, no, it's weird. No, believe me. Like I said, but I'm saying right now, that in douche circles of how guys are like supposed to dress, there are dudes out there.
I believe that.
Telling the Shane Crawfords of the world, hey, man, you've got it.
No.
Flaunt it.
Two things with that story. One, I want to be that reporter one day. I want to be like, I want to do a story like that so I can be like, listen, bitch, did you lick his face?
Jason,
did you grab his dick, bitch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was
That'd
nasty.
Be the finest reporting.
Stop that shit, bitch. Stop that there, whore. Well, excuse me, whore. We no, have to no ask comment. You questions.
No comment.
Pardon me, bitch. Is it true you licked Shane Crawford from his navel all the way up to the top of his head? Answer me, whore. You don't want to make a comment? It's your last chance. Clear your name.
Of Uber.
super polite plus bitch like, pardon me, bitch.
Exactly.
Pardon me, bitch.
Yeah. Excuse me, whore. Excuse me. Just a moment of your time, whore.
Yeah.
I do want to be in one of those situations where I get to confront someone like that on camera.
It seems like it could get violent.
I'm always sort of blown away by those scenarios because you know she like can't. She's not going to say anything.
No.
You know she's not. But it's just a reporter loves to be like, you're a filthy bitch. Is it true? You're a disgusting whore. No comment.
Oh,
I can't believe he allowed her to lick slowly, all the way up. And then he was finally
Did you hear how he described it? He was like, you know, she started licking down here and then she went up and up until you finally can't stand it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for a while, he was fine with it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I found interesting about that comment.
Okay. Don't you think
like immediately?
And I don't know these people, and I'm just making a value judgment here, which is whatever.
Which is what?
I would say allegedly.
Swing-a-ling a ding ding.
Swing-a-ling a ding ding.
Swing-a-ling a ding ding.
100%
is what I thought.
Yeah.
You don't do a TV interview with your shirt unbuttoned to your navel if you're not a male swinger.
They got the porn star vibe.
Well, and like the chick is in pants that were like painted on.
Jeez.
Yeah.
A beautiful hot lady.
Yep.
Yeah, but I do want to be
incident,
that.
But she didn't want to talk.
Pardon me, bitch!
Nancy, what's your response? To the Ethics Commission.
Come on, whore.
You licked Jay Crawford's face.
You licked his face, whore!
What say you, skank?
We retreated to a restroom, so we...
So I waited outside that restroom until she took a dump.
Dave just goes in the restroom.
Yeah.
Are you taking a dump, Nancy? Are you dumping out?
Dumping out.
Odd one.
Okay. Like she's some kind of a pickup truck that just dumps a load.
Dumping out.
I don't know, man.
We don't want to get too deep into Dave's head.
You never heard that before?
Pardon me, bitch. Are you dumping out?
Never in my life.
Wow.
I'm going to use that more often then.
Yeah.
Dumping out.
I got to go dump it out, guys.
Hey, right. Dumping out. Stalls taken, dumping out.
I'm amazed you haven't heard it.
No. Too bad. But yeah, so one, I do want to be that type of reporter. But imagine someone, what a horrible situation to be in, an unwanted lick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, to me, I think it's even worse than an unwanted kiss. Like, someone pecks you on the cheek.
Yeah, it's way
worse.
An
unwanted lick is way more intrusive and invasive to me.
You guys have never been licked unwantingly? I have been licked unwantingly.
By whom?
Really?
Just by a person.
Oh, my God, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. I've had the back of my...
Ooh.
Ooh.
You got head licked?
And an appearance.
That's your tastiest part.
It's gross.
And an appearance.
Ugh, God, you'd have to, like, scrub your head.
No, what you have to do, which is even worse, what you have to do, which is even worse, is...
Oh, no, it's fine.
Yep. It's
really, really gross.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Get licked.
No.
Hashtag get licked.
Get licked. No, that's bad. I thankfully have not been, you know.
I had my shirt undone too far.
Licking someone and, you know, all of that. Like, either way, it's just gross.
Yeah.
Like, it's the stranger.
Real gross. Oh, I never. Who would want a stranger lick? Unless it was a sexual situation.
There's good licks and there's bad licks.
No, like wanted, that's fine.
Yeah, wanted lick is it's funny though. Like, is there anything better than someone you won't love licking you?
Jesus. My God.
I'm just saying, because it goes from something that's incredible to something when you don't want it, it's absolutely horrible.
I still don't think I want, right? like a chick to
no.
lick
like, even
my
if you
face
were, like,
up.
Like,
oh,
if
like,
I
focus
on your licking.
Yonder.
I don't know. I mean, if you were trying to be like sexy and were doing like a little, you know, like a teasy lick, I don't think I'd have a problem with
a
teasy.
Full dog
lick. Like a dog lick is a dog lick.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I got dog licked.
Buddy of mine got face licked on the dance floor by a skanky coworker, woke up the next morning with a big lip herpy.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
That will never go away.
Dangers of licking.
There's a lot of dangers from licking. It's amazing, though, that you could be... You're both political. You're both politicians in that city. and you're going to lick
tongue. Well, it's hard to believe. Did you see these people that they're, this is the political.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's who does in that place.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, and grabbed him right by his junk and licked his face. So what?
By the way, if you want to see these people, we did put a link to the story at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check out this woman who looks like a homely man, and then the swinger people. They're all up there in that story.
Pardon me, bitch.
Allegedly. Excuse me, hold on one more moment of your time. Before you dump out, just a quick question.
Never. Before you dump out.
Come on.
I know. You call peeing leaking out?
No, I'm just calling drain.
Draining out?
Yeah.
Wild. It's wild in there.
Anyways. Crazy story.
Yeah.
Let's hope your city's not run by people like that.
No, but then, of course, the person that licks you has the power to fire you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know.
And maybe that's why you let her lick you for a bit.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She grabbed my dong and then she's licking me, but she's my boss.
Yeah.
Right.
She should have faced more sexual harassment charges than anything else. Mm. She got out pretty easy with just being able to resign and a $5,000 fine, to be truthful.
Yeah.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
In Indiana, a bigger woman dined and dashed at a gas station.
Way. Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Gas station, dine and dash. That happened a lot, James?
Not really.
No.
The type of stuff we were serving wasn't really the dashable. It was overpriced roller grill food, but most people, either they were disgusted by it or they didn't mind paying, you know, $3 for it.
It is an odd place to dine and dash at a gas station.
Yeah. Oh, this big lady took a lot and then threatened to arrest the cop who was wanting to arrest her.
I'm under arrest.
You're under arrest, big boy.
So this woman, man, first, she stuffed a donut in each pocket.
One, two, three, four, five, six. I have six pockets.
What are you doing?
I have six pockets, nothing.
She went underneath the slushy machine and just started opening the tap, scooping it into her mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbed a handful of roller dogs.
Wheezing the juice.
Oh, no, don't take all the dogs.
Those are mine. They're coming with me.
Don't you do it.
And that's not all.
That's not all.
21-year-old Star Kutcha got at least six roller grill hot dogs.
That's right.
Four donuts, two candy bars, unlimited slushies.
Yep.
And then another drink.
Drank $1 million worth of slushies.
And then left with it all.
They didn't get this on video?
There's no video attached to the story. Police responded to a theft call from an employee at Luke's gas station. That could be why. It's Luke's gas station.
Oh, sure, it's Luke. Yeah,
right.
It's,
it's on US 20. A gas station employee told police she saw this woman first taking candy bars, peeling back the wrappers, and eating them.
Oh, just peeling them like bananas and just
popping them in, huh?
When an employee said, "Ma'am, you can't do that," she said, "You can't arrest me.
I'm a sovereign."
Oh, yeah, exactly.
She started taking donuts from the pastry display and shoving them in her pockets.
I've wanted to do that. I mean, every time I see those donuts.
Then she began breaking off donut pieces and eating them from her pockets. She couldn't wait.
She was so hungry.
That's like Napoleon Dynamite.
Started scooping slushy into her mouth.
Yeah.
And then went to the roller grill, took a bunch of hot dogs, eventually eating them too.
Oh,
grabbed more candy bars. She left the store without paying for all of it. By the time police got there, she had already walked over to the nearby Denny's.
Time to get a grand slam.
Yeah.
Grand slam breakfast, please.
She was waiting for a meal at the Denny's.
Okay, she just ate six hot dogs, four donuts, multiple candy bars,
unlimited
gallon of slushy, and she still needed the grand slam.
I'm not counting points.
I don't think so, no.
Actually, I am. And that she's trying to get the high score.
Yeah, exactly.
487 points.
She told the cops all she had done wrong was take one sip of a slushie, but then they saw all sorts of stuff in her pockets as well. She still was astounded. She said, over one effing slushie. It was over one effing sip. The woman
what about
called,
the donuts in her pockets?
Called the officer a bastard, yelled at him, stating that he would be going to jail because she is a lawyer and she's going to arrest him.
Check her pockets. I guarantee there are sweets and candies in there that you wouldn't even imagine.
I'm not emptying my pockets. What's that big? Wow, jeez.
A whole birthday cake in there that she
dozen donuts just fell out of me.
Star Cukta.
Give a picture.
Charged with theft and disorderly conduct. There she is. Her shoulders don't even fit in the mugshot.
Yeah, she's hungry girl. Hungry girl.
Crazy hair.
Yeah.
Crazy hair.
She likes her gas station dining.
To eat 6 gas station hot dogs, you are special.
Yeah, you're special. Very special. Yeah.
No, you are. You'd have a strong colon.
Well,
you better.
Yeah, you.
That's true, Dave.
You better.
Like you better.
Bowels of a ship.
Just fire.
I think she just ate them too, just like snapping them off the
and just ate them.
You wouldn't be enough time for her to put them in buns.
No,
and
I would never eat a roller dog.
Like you haven't lived till you've had a roller dog.
I've eaten the roller dog.
A hot naked roller dog?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking like a bun. I could probably eat it with some sauce and a bun.
Okay.
But not just grab it.
Just grab it.
Tube steak, hot off the presses.
I wouldn't eat a roller food.
It's not as bad as you would think.
No,
they're actually bombed.
They're quite good.
I feel like it's diarrhea city.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
That's just about every time.
Yeah, eating roller foods from gas stations and stuff is kind of a guilty pleasure.
I just feel like it's covered in gas station germs, too.
Yeah, you know, you got to roll the dice.
It's just out there rolling in the public.
Seem like culinary masters either.
No. I just found 2 of the places that James used to work. They just built one near me.
Did they build one out by you?
They're building one out by me, and then I found another one down the road for me that has already been there for who knows how long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, every time I see one of those.
Over by one of the highway, like the on-ramps to the highway to get to the station here.
I see them, and I'm like, James.
Yeah, I actually went in there to try to reminisce once, and I'm like, wow, these are way nicer here than where I worked.
Yeah, James's former life.
That he's
happy he's no longer.
Yes, that Dave rescued me from.
Yep.
Thankfully, we
my knight in shining armor.
Thankfully, we could.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.